I am so excited to talk to you about the quantum soul discovery. This is my favorite. I could talk about this for hours. Please, please tell us what happens in a quantum soul discovery session.
Well, in the quantum soul discovery, basically we get to discover who you are as a soul being, where you've come from. Many times I ask people to write down a list of questions that they would like to have answered, and we go through those questions in a sense, because sometimes I don't really need to have the questions, because the information that's coming down is from your higher self, your teams, your guides. So I just simply pass on the messages. It's a form of channeling in a way, but I'm relaying the messages through my being, as they are sent to me.
No, this is something you can really go off on a tangent on with so much excitement. You find out this, and then you ask more questions, and then you go here, and next thing you know, you're on this giant journey of, discovery of who you are and what you've done, and obviously the gifts and then the qualities you then bring into this lifetime as well. It can be quite useful for people to then navigate on the ground now in this incarnation, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. It opens so many doors for everyone. A lot of the people will find out they have certain gifts that they never thought they had. So that can be like life changing as well. And if they had a question or wondering why a situation isn't going as well, or they're having challenges, we can shine light as well on that as well, because we go through the Akashic field as well sometimes. And yeah, whatever wants to come forward will come forward. Yeah, it's always I always transfer the energy or the information that is allowed to come forward at the time. There won't be any overwhelming aspects involved either. It's a
And
magical
for
process.
it is, it really is. And for those that identify as star seeds, they can find out which kind of star nations they've spent a lot of time in, potentially meeting soul family, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And sometimes, as I also do a linking up to the home star.
What is that?
Sometimes. So that's So if someone is feeling quite tired or just down or something and missing home, so then that can mean they're not connected to one of their home planets. So we would just connect them to their home planet so they can feel more like their true selves and get a nice energy boost. And when someone's connected to their home star, if this person practices a form of energy healing, say, if the homes many times the home they can get the energy from that home star, so it's more compatible than using another energy system.
That makes sense. Can people have multiple home stars?
Oh yeah, many, yeah,
Okay.
many, yeah, because as we're souls. The sometimes we have intergalactical souls, and intergalactical souls, like myself, we've spent many of our lifetimes on many different planets, many times, just learning and making it our home. You could
So
say
then this
these,
information can be reactivated in a way.
yeah, nonsense. And you can say the average soul, you could say, has four or five maybe home stars. That's an estimate around 81.2% true.